A tiny nation on the north coast of South America is about to become the world's newest petrostate and potentially the richest. That's Guyana. Bloomberg's Latin America senior energy correspondent Peter Millard joins me from Rio de Janeiro to discuss the challenges Guyana may face as the nation becomes flooded with oil. It's great to have you join me, Peter.
Thanks for having me, Jessica. Guyana's challenge as it becomes the region's newest oil exporter is to avoid what is often described as the resource curse or the paradox of plenty. All too often, a resource-rich country will be more authoritarian and less politically and economically stable than countries without these resources. And so the challenge for Guyana going forward is to implement transparency and public policy to make sure that the money coming in is well spent and brings returns to the population.
Definitely. Now let's get into Exxon. So in 2015, Exxon made what one of its executives said was a fairy tale discovery in an exploration block off the coast of Guyana after operating there for many years. So since that time, it's found so much oil that by the mid-2020s, Guyana will probably produce more crude per citizen than any other country, which I find quite fascinating. Its population is about 778,000. So what can we expect from Exxon in terms of its plans for operating in Guyana moving forward?
Well, Exxon is considered one of the most efficient international oil companies out there, and it is capable of moving very fast from the discovery to commercial production. Even in a country like Guyana that doesn't have the infrastructure in place or a domestic oil services industry, the colossal discoveries Exxon has made in Guyana will help expand production and proven reserves. What we know so far is that the fields are world-class, and many outside consultants feel that these are going to be some of the most profitable deep water projects on the planet.
Wow, the most profitable. That is really interesting. So when you step back and really look at Guyana, is it ready for what's coming? I mean, what are the key issues it's going to face from such an influx of oil?
To begin with, the different political factions in Guyana right now have a whole lot more to fight over than they did just a few years ago. We can see this playing out in the country's elections. There was a vote of no confidence against the president last December, and they were supposed to set new elections within 3 months, and they still don't have a date yet. So the political class is going to have to manage this new resource wealth efficiently and in a way that benefits the population to the highest degree.
Definitely. So, you know, we tend to think of oil-rich countries as predominantly wealthy, right? But then we have countries like Venezuela, oil-rich but really struggling. As for Guyana, the government estimates the Exxon deal will bring in $300 million in 2020, or about a third of the country's entire tax revenue, and surge to $5 billion by 2025. Now, what will Guyana likely do with all of this cash that's about to flow in?
The good news is that Guyana, I mean, it has a small population. And so in countries like Venezuela or Nigeria that have larger populations, there's not enough oil revenue to go around. And so you'll have high expectations from the population that everyone should be rich, but there's really not enough, the revenue isn't enough to do a whole lot. Countries with small populations like Norway, those kinds of oil states are, that's the best example of a well-run oil state out there. In Latin America, you have Chile, which is a copper exporter, and they have a stabilization fund in place that they can lean on when copper prices decline, and so that doesn't have an impact on the budget and the fiscal situation of the country. And that's what Guyana is going to need to do. They're going to need to set aside some of their revenue so that they don't have to contract spending during periods of low oil prices.
I see. It's going to be quite interesting to follow the money here, right, as it flows into Guyana and as Exxon continues to drill. Peter, thanks very much for joining me. This is one of the topics we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. In New York, I'm Jessica Summers.